Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Cooper. We're broadcasting today live from the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank them for their hospitality. We're in their Launchpad Center. And I also want to thank Glenn Matthew, who's helped us arrange a lot of the guests that we've seen today. I'm now with our next guest is Kevin Bennett. Kevin Bennett Photography. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm a photographer based here on Cape Cod. I specialize in landscapes, seascapes, architecture, typically unique to Cape Cod, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and I sell them usually seasonally. Mm-hmm. I print the prints. I have a lot of matted prints and frames, and I do a lot of shows.
Yeah, so you don't have a retail location?
Well, I'm actually currently in the process of opening a retail spot right here on Hyannis Main Street.
Oh.
It would be a combination of a photography gallery, mm-hmm. and I would offer custom framing as well. I have some background in custom framing, so I think those things kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Do you do like family shots and like professional photography for like PR purposes and things like that?
I typically do not do mm-hmm. family portraits. A lot of people do ask me mm-hmm. if I do weddings. Mm-hmm. I tend to
only in scenic locations.
Exactly. So no, I haven't really gotten into wedding photography.
Well, I understand. Yeah, everything's a little bit different. So, how'd you get into this type of photography?
I picked it up in college about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I studied at Fordham University in New York City, mm-hmm. and I started to fall in love with black and white photography. And New York was such a great environment to shoot landscapes in the urban setting. Mm-hmm. And I'm from here on Cape Cod. I was born and raised. And when I moved back to Cape Cod, I decided to focus just here on mm-hmm. Cape Cod and the islands.
So do you find it a challenge to find customers for your artwork?
It's a very seasonal market, mm-hmm. so typically it's a lot of tourists who will mm-hmm. buy my things. I do some online things. I have a website. Mm-hmm. It's www.kbcapecodphotography.com.
Mm-hmm. kbcapecodphotography.com. We'll check it out.
Okay.
Definitely link to it.
Thank you.
Getting back to the retail store that you're opening, what kind of things are you going through with that? Can you tell us a little bit about some of the decisions, some of the challenges that you're running into, and what you're thinking about?
Well, it's a lot. The signage is very important, and mm-hmm. that's been a little process going through the town. Mm-hmm. It's in a historic district, mm-hmm. Hyannis Main Street, so mm-hmm. I have to go through an application process to get that sign out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even if you like comply with the rules, there's still an application process?
I believe so. You have to go in front of a board and show them your plans.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And do you have that, are you working with designers on that and sign companies, and do they help you through that process?
I'm working with a graphic designer. His name's Tim Graham. He's mm-hmm. out of Chatham. He's a very great graphic designer. He just finished my logo and the sign. So if you want to check him out, he's a great graphic designer.
That's great. Another referral from Radio Entrepreneurs. You heard it here first. So what else is going on with do you see you got any upcoming shows that you're going to be at?
Right now, I'm on Hyannis Main Street at Sturgis High School.
Okay.
In the summer, when the kids get out, they have a artist market. Mm-hmm. It's for local Cape Cod photographers. There's not just photographers, I'm sorry. There's jewelers. There is painters. There's all sorts of different types of artists there. And we change up weekly, so it's Monday through Sunday. And then every Monday, a new line of artists will come in. And that's great. Sturgis High School has mm-hmm. coordinated with the town to do that. It's a fabulous spot right on Main Street, right next to Torino's. Mm-hmm. And I'm there all summer.
Yeah, is it so 7 days a week?
7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow, that keeps you busy. So you don't have a lot of time to do photography then.
Not much time to shoot photography. If I do that, I'll have to get up early in the morning.
And then one of the things I've always wondered, do you do any Cape Cod photography in the winter?
I do. I have a lot of different scenes, landscapes, mm-hmm. seascapes in the winter. I find that Cape Cod is a beautiful, peaceful place to explore in the winter when the crowds, settle down after right. Labor Day.
Yeah, there's nothing I like better than Cape Cod in the winter.
Exactly.
Or Cape Cod in the fall, I should be more honest.
I love the fall. That's my favorite season.
Yeah, it's beautiful down here in the fall. Early spring's not bad either.
Right.
Summer with the crowds, I could do without. But
it's definitely a change of pace.
Yeah, but obviously when you're selling to tourists, I guess you kind of need the crowds to come in.
That's right.
Do you do anything to try to level off the income streams that you have when it's
through the winter?
Through the winter. Do you go to other locations that are as scenic and do photography down there, or have you thought of those kind of things?
I haven't branched out quite yet. I would love to branch out to different locations, maybe expand it into New England and up in Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Obviously, fall's a great time to do that. Mm-hmm. The custom framing, I used to custom frame for a frame shop out in Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned how to custom frame. So things like that will level off the business.
Yeah, absolutely. The framing is surprisingly a challenging thing to do for a lot of people.
It is, yeah.
And I guess the custom framing is, makes things a little bit more special when you have that right photograph or right picture that you want to frame.
Right, especially when it's customized and it's not, you don't go into a box store and buy a pre-made frame.
Yeah, there's a lot of temptation to go buy that pre-made
right.
frame though.
Right.
So that's great. So how do people, how's that custom framing business work? I mean, if you're not yet in your retail location, does that sort of by referral?
Or? It's been a lot of referral. I work with a woman. She has a custom frame shop out in Mashpee Commons. Her name's Amy Rice. Mm-hmm. She owns Woodruff's Art Center. And I've been hooked up with her, and she outsources a lot of her stuff if she has some projects for me to do. So that's been a big help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So it's the website again is KB Photography, Cape Cod.
It's KB. CapeCodPhotography.com.
It's not a mouthful. There we
That's
go.
That's right.
And do you have an email address that people could find you at?
I do. You can reach me at kbennettgallery, and that's at gmail.com.
Excellent. And there's an online store and a soon-to-be a retail location?
Correct. On my website, you can purchase all the prints. They come either matted or non-matted. Mm-hmm. I will offer the framing.
Excellent. So that's kbcapecodphotography.com.
Correct.
All right. Thank you for coming in today, Kevin. It's been great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.